I am in my car having just finished a cleaning at the dentist office. That is not an exciting thing to do. Having someone scrape your teeth with a metal instrument, there's nothing awesome about going to the dentist. Best case scenario, you don't have any cavities, you don't need a root canal, you don't need any teeth pulled, but there's nothing that is fun about it. Even if you get great news, even if you have dental insurance and you don't have to pay, you can be grateful. And I was grateful trying to think as I was staring at those ceiling tiles, you know, counting the dots on the ceiling tile. Being grateful that I live in a first world country, that I have dental care, that I have my teeth, all of the things. But I kept noticing myself gripping the arm rails, tightening my shoulders, and I kept trying to make myself relax. There wasn't anything actually painful happening, but it's just not a fun scenario. And that brings me to a thought today that sounds negative to say, but I want to say it to you as an encouragement. It's good to remind ourselves and to remind each other that most of what we do in our life, the activities that we do day to day, I'm about to go into a grocery store and pick up something that I need for a meal later today. These things that we do, whatever you're doing while you're listening to this, maybe Monday's your cleaning day, next I'll be going home to clean my house, these things. Most of what you do in your life as an adult is not supposed to be fun and happy or uncomfortable. I mean, it's not supposed to be comfortable or to cause you to smile because of the activity in itself. We have our joy in the Lord. We are happy because of Him. But I think sometimes, I'm thinking about my own life, when you grow up in America and you don't have to slave and work for the very basic necessities of your life, as millions of other people will do today, getting up early, working all day long just to be able to eat and to survive. When you are born in America, such as I am, and many of you listening to me, you don't have a hard life in that way. You know, Saturday morning cartoons, cereal, midnight snack, a refrigerator and cabinets that have food in them, having pets, having the internet, having TV. These are part of our lives, and I'm not downing them as bad, but somewhere between that and all the movies and the fantasies that we've watched and listened to, and maybe we even listen to fictional podcasts and books. I listen to books on my phone as I'm driving from errand to errand, and it kind of makes the time go faster, and I enjoy that. But we tend to feel, possibly growing up in that way, that there should be some kind of fun and comfort that comes with most everything in our lives. Therefore, we don't have a real high tolerance for doing things that are boring, uncomfortable, hard, painful, that don't turn out for us, that don't give us attention, that don't cause us some kind of thrill. Or make us laugh if it's not funny or enjoyable. But I just want to reset our thinking a little bit. I'm mainly talking to myself here. Most of the things that you do in 168 hours are not supposed to be that. That's just a nice reality check for all of us adulting. I know I'm talking on a Monday, and that is on purpose. But it's not, oh, we got hump day. We made it to the middle of the week. Oh, we got to Friday. Finally, we get to have our fun. really, adulting is not about, you know, hey, I get to have this and that. I think that might be why we have issues with overeating and we have issues with being overweight, because we don't want to do hard things. We don't feel like we should do things that cause us discomfort. I have recently gotten a trainer, and the lady has a gym in her house, in her garage. And I have to psych myself up to go there because I am out of shape and she tries to kill me. And I know it's for my good, because I won't do it on my own, because I just have an aversion to doing hard things physically. So I need someone to push me. And so I do that a few times a week. But just like going to the dentist or being pushed to a really uncomfortable place, or the next thing I think is, you know what? I want something to eat, because a little sweet taste in my mouth, or, you know, some sugary creamer in my coffee, something like that, gives me that little bit of happiness. But if we just look at life and say, you know what? None of this needs to give me a thrill or make me happy. It doesn't mean that my life is not what it should be because I'm doing 100 things in my week that are not exciting or joy-filled. They are living. So we bring our happiness with us into everything that we do because we have the Lord. And there are so many bonuses. We have loving relationships and friendships, and we are making a difference in this world for the Lord, and we are helping others. We can derive happiness from all of that, but we should not shy away from doing hard things, boring things, mundane things. We shouldn't procrastinate or put them off or decide not to do them or have someone else do them for us. And really, it causes gluttony and laziness and depression when we feel like our lives are just not fulfilled. And what's wrong with me? Everyone else seems to be happy and I'm not. Well, here is just as bare as I can say it to myself. Molly, your life is not meant to be a day at the amusement park. It's meant to be hard and mundane and boring with a lot of joy and happiness thrown in. So walk in love, live for God, loving others, and find your happiness and your fulfillment in that. And don't be shocked, surprised, or shy away from anything that is uncomfortable, painful, mundane, boring, and not at all fun. Was that negative? I sure hope not, because I meant it to be positive. It encouraged me. Have a great day, ladies. See you next week.